This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Tom Rogers. The impeachment proceedings against Governor Rob Blagojevich are set to begin now. We'll have details of that coming up. We'll have a forecast as well from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, today's news. Lawmakers who came back to Springfield Monday to respond to the high-profile scandal involving Ron Blagojevich began a session that turned into finger-pointing and who dislikes the governor more. Sean Crawford reports.
While the scandal has rocked the state and Republicans and Democrats alike have been critical of Blagojevich, neither side could resist playing the blame game. Partisan politics reared its head on the House floor as members spent time accusing each other of being too chummy with the embattled governor. Skokie Democrat Lou Lang pointed out it was Republicans who sided with Blagojevich in an unsuccessful effort to get a construction program.
We heard from the other side of the aisle how this is a governor who can be trusted with the people's business.
But Republican Bill Black of Danville fired back, saying Democrats sent the governor a bloated budget and left it up to Blagojevich to make cuts.
Nobody on this side of the aisle voted for it. Nobody. You did.
Politics also found its way into a committee formed to investigate the governor's possible impeachment. Republicans wanted an equal number of members on it, but the ruling Democratic Party will instead hold a 12-9 majority. That will give Democrats full authority over who can be subpoenaed and other actions. I'm Sean Crawford.
Sean, will have more coming up on the impeachment committee. Lawmakers also left it to the governor to appoint the next U.S. senator to fill President-elect Barack Obama's seat. A move to create a special election did not go through the House yesterday. President-elect Obama, meanwhile, says his office has completed an inquiry into what dealings his staff had with the governor. Blagojevich faces federal corruption charges for, among other things, allegedly trying to sell Obama's vacated Senate seat. Ben Calhoun has that story.
Shortly after Blagojevich was arrested and charged last week, the president-elect said his office would review what contact it had with the governor. Mr. Obama said that review's done and confirms what he said before.
I had no contact with the governor's office, and I had no contact with anybody in the governor's office.
Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, did reportedly present a list of preferred Senate replacements to Blagojevich, but there were no allegations Emanuel engaged in any deal-making, something emphasized by the president-elect.
There was nothing that my office did that was in any way inappropriate or related to the charges that have been brought.
Mr. Obama says he'll release the results of his staff's internal inquiry. The U.S. Attorney's Office has requested the transition office delay that release until more interviews are conducted. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Champaign, Urbana, and Champaign County officials meet with leaders of local social service agencies today to talk about the continued tardiness of state payments. Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing will be among those attending. She says it was organized by Executive Director Peter Tracy of the Champaign County Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities Boards. Delays in the delivery of state funding have been hard on local agencies. For instance, the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club said last month it was trimming some of its operations because state funds were 2 months behind schedule. But Mayor Prussing says there are limits to what local governments can do to help.
I think what we're going to be asked to do is pressure our legislators, but I think our legislators already are on our side on this. So maybe with the changing of the governor, the legislature and the new governor can come to a better solution on this, because this is a long battle that's been going on over the budget.
Prussing cautions against any hope of extra financial help from local governments. She says adjusted for size, the city of Urbana already gives more to social service agencies than other local governments. City council members in Urbana, meanwhile, supported a bill in Congress to make it easier for workers to unionize. Members voted 5-2 last night to support the Employee Free Choice Act, which passed the U.S. House last year but has languished in the Senate. The measure would strengthen penalties for companies that employ so-called union-busting techniques. It would also allow workers to form recognized unions when a majority sign authorization cards without the need for an election. Alderwomen Heather Stevenson and Lynn Barnes voted against the endorsement, with Barnes saying the council should stick to local issues. But Alderman Charlie Smythe, who sponsored the resolution, argues the Employee Free Choice Act is as local as anything.
The right of workers, that's our neighbors, ourselves, whatever, to form a union is part of labor law. And unions are behind the eight ball when it comes to unionizing. They don't have the same rights that the corporations do. and this only serves to help bring some balance.
Opponents of the measure say it would cost workers the privacy of their ballot because of greater use of so-called card check elections. They say that would lead to more coercion by union organizers. The Employee Free Choice Act has been opposed by President Bush. President-elect Barack Obama supports it. An official with a Champaign County business group says some changes to state law may help get more businesses to support a call for a higher county sales tax. Last fall, voters narrowly turned down a referendum for a 1% sales tax hike. The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce decided not to endorse or oppose the referendum after hearing mixed messages from its members. This time around, the Chamber's public policy director, Andrew Flack, is talking with local lawmakers to change the state regulations on sales tax referenda. One major proposal is to add a sunset clause, letting voters revisit the issue after a number of years.
I think it just adds a layer of protection and give the voters a little bit of ease of mind that, you know, if they're not happy with the way things are going, they can get rid of this tax if they would like to.
Flack says county businesses they talked to said they would have been more willing to go along with the tax hike with that provision, as well as written assurances that school districts would lower property taxes in exchange. School boards in the county want to place the referendum back on the ballot in April. The money would pay for school construction projects and to retire debt. The Air Force hopes it can finally put years of delays behind it as it awards a contract for the remaining environmental cleanup at the former Chanute Air Force Base. The delays have bothered officials with the village of Rantoul, which has owned the base since the Air Force decommissioned it in 1993. The $39 million contract with Tennessee-based Shaw Environmental will lead to cleanup at 47 different sites on base, including a former landfill, a firefighter training area, a skeet shooting range, and several old coal storage areas. Another 34 have either been cleaned up or expected to be done by next March. Paul Carroll is overseeing the project for the Air Force. He acknowledges the cleanup has been long in coming.
Back in 2002, the Air Force kind of went back and reinitiated the investigation process because of some, some laboratory difficulties with that we had with some of the labs and the data we were getting. So we pretty much almost started all over on the investigation.
Under the contract, Shaw would have until September of 2016 to complete the cleanup. He says an insurance policy will help guarantee the work is done on schedule and within budget. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The Illinois House is poised to begin investigating the possible impeachment of Governor Rod Blagojevich. Hearings are set to start this morning at the state capitol. The historic action comes a week after federal authorities arrested Blagojevich for attempting to sell the state's vacant U.S. Senate seat for personal gain. Sean Crawford reports.
House Speaker Mike Madigan says despite the charges leveled against the governor and the growing resentment to him remaining in office, the special bipartisan panel that will conduct hearings can provide Blagojevich fair treatment.
I treat today's action as a very significant governmental action of the gravest consideration. And so I'm not going to be one who's going to rush to judgment about the possible impeachment of a sitting governor of the state of Illinois.
Madigan refuses to give a time frame for the impeachment inquiry to end. He says there's no way to know how long it could last. The way impeachment works in Illinois is laid out in the state's constitution. It must begin in the Illinois House, and if House members agree to move forward, it then goes to the state Senate for what is essentially a trial. Madigan has been the main nemesis of the governor during the past few years, despite co-chairing Blagojevich's 2006 re-election effort. Their relationship deteriorated to a point where the two men hardly spoke to each other, and that led to the gridlock that permeates state government. Madigan admits the idea of impeaching Governor Blagojevich has been looked at for some time, well before his arrest last week. Madigan says the inquiry will consist of more than the criminal complaint federal prosecutors have laid out. He says the governor's decisions to ignore the legislature, expand programs, and spend tax dollars all without authority of the General Assembly add up to an abuse of power. Marion House Democrat John Bradley predicts the process won't always be flattering to state government.
It reminds me of a statement that my grandfather Bradley told me before he passed away, and he said, "Son," he said, "if you get in a fight with a skunk, even if you win, you come out stinking." And there's going to be some stink in this process. Democracy is messy.
The special panel that will oversee hearings will work a tight schedule, except for holidays. It will have subpoena power, and the hearings will be open to the public. Representative Barbara Flynn Curry, a Chicago Democrat, will oversee the committee.
And it is absolutely critical that we do this deliberatively, that we don't rush to judgment, that we don't say because the public is clamoring for his head, we should take the head first and do the trial later. So I think it's real important just that we understand that due process, fair procedures, a real opportunity for the governor to respond is definitely what we will be about.
The governor could appear before the panel or have legal representation. He's obtained Ed Jensen, a high-profile defense attorney, and Jensen has indicated he'll vigorously fight the charges. That could drag out the hearings even further. House Republican leader Tom Cross says no matter how long it takes, the feeling is to do whatever is necessary to get rid of Rod Blagojevich.
There's probably a feeling in the state that people would like it to happen yesterday. And I think many members of the General Assembly will have to do that. But I guess I would caution that if you're going to do it, you do it right.
Cross has worked at times with the governor, including a failed attempt at a statewide construction program earlier this year. He says he was stunned by the allegations prosecutors made against Blagojevich, but House Speaker Mike Madigan took a different view.
From the person that I know, I'm not surprised at anything he does. Now, that covers a broad range. Okay, so you've been here, you've observed what we've worked our way through, and so in light of what we've all seen, you've been here just as much as I've been here, how can anyone be surprised?
Despite his comments, Madigan won't say if Blagojevich should be impeached. A spokesman for the governor says the threat of impeachment has been in the air for a long time and called the latest developments nothing new. I'm Sean Crawford.
The House Committee to Investigate Impeachment includes two members from East Central Illinois, Republicans Bill Black of Danville and Chapin Rose of Mahaffey. There have been lots of winter weather advisories posted for the area for this afternoon through this evening. In the north today, we'll see snow arrive with clouds. In central sections of Illinois and Indiana, cloudy with snow arriving, mixing at times with sleet and freezing rain in some locations. In the south, cloudy with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain all day. Highs ranging from only 13 in far northwest Illinois to 32 degrees in far southern Indiana. For Champaign-Urbana, a high today of 23 with snow during the middle of the day, continuing through the afternoon, maybe mixing with sleet, maybe 1 to 3 inches, likely by sunset. For tonight, in the north, snow tapering to flurries overnight. In central sections, snow, sleet, and freezing rain tapering to flurries and then freezing drizzle overnight. In the south, a wintry mix tapering off overnight. Lows from 5 above in far northwest Illinois to 28 far south. In Champaign-Urbana, cloudy with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain this evening. Another inch is possible before tapering to flurries and freezing drizzle overnight. The low temperature only 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy across the two states, highs from 15 in far northwest Illinois to 38 in far south central Indiana, up to 25 tomorrow in Champaign-Urbana with mostly cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy in 18 tomorrow night, then on Thursday cloudy, another mix of sleet and freezing rain moves in that afternoon on Thursday, and temperatures will slowly rise to about 32 by sunset. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 16th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.